You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Session here. Hope you're having a good day. I know it's relatively early, Mac. Hard for me to tell. Yeah. Now I have to make some recommendations. I sometimes start projects, and then they get bigger before they get smaller. But I love doing projects. It's like cleaning for me. Man, if you listen to the show, you know how much I love to clean. And that's not a joke. I mean, I do. I love to clean. For whatever reason. Cleaning, it's something that I control completely. You see the results pretty quick. And you just work, and you know, the little things that you conquer. I don't know what the reason is, but I like to clean. Yeah, it makes me happy. So on Sunday, I decided that I would take the gutters down on my in my backyard. So I got them down, and then I had to put them back up. Getting them down was a trick too, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's probably easily a two-person job. And it's just me. So, but anyway, I got them down, cleaned them, and then I put them up. But in the process, it does dawn on me, like, this makes me happy. You know, the trip to Home Depot to buy the right, you know, to buy the right stuff. Knowing that I needed an extension cord, a couple other things, getting those, doing all that, seeing everybody with their face masks on. Or, you know, I would say the face mask ratio, actually last night, the city council here in Costa Mesa made it mandatory if you go out. Got to have a face mask. Mm-hmm. And here's the question, or what? Cops going to pull you over? What's going to happen if you don't have a face mask? So, anyway. Made me happy. Then I worked at it all day. And then as I was doing that, it spilled over into my garage. I cleaned up my garage. I put stuff up. I straightened stuff out. I did all kinds of stuff. Garage looks beautiful now. And I don't know why that stuff makes me happy. But it does. It absolutely positively does. So I would recommend that to you. Look around. You know, my daughters were talking about, what they call it, the COVID-15. And I said, what do you guys talk about? And they're like, oh, that's the 15 pounds you put on because of COVID. I'm like, no, that's not necessary. Why don't you lose 15? And I said, look, sitting at home watching TV, come on, don't do that, right? Get after all the stuff. And they're looking at me like, I'm like, oh my God, you guys are idiots. Idiots. So then I had to explain it to them. And with varying degrees of belligerence and non-acceptance, right? That's what I deal with. But so I just have to tell you, for it's supposed to be like 75 degrees here today. It's going to be beautiful. It's been raining. Like, it was like California moved to Oregon or some shit. Last week was brutal, which is why I noticed I needed to do some work on my gutters. Yeah, that's how that happened. So I would just tell you, and then Colleen, I walked into Colleen's room today. She's been talking about she needs a desk. And you know what? She sits at the kitchen table. And so I thought, well, we can go by kind of an arrangement like I have in my, and here in Studio One. But there's 6 foot table, 6 foot table, and a 4 foot table in here. And so did you want to do something like that? And she said, no, I want to make it. I was like, oh, how awesome is this? I said, like out of wood and stuff? She said, yeah. I said, all right, here, you need to measure the, you know, this wall and underneath the window, and we'll make it a little bit bigger than that, and blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah, we got another project today. So I would just tell you, and then I want to, I'm gonna take out a bunch of bushes and plant flowers. Yeah, a little color in the garden. So, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you can, you know, if you look around, you know, things that you can claim, things that you can organize, things you never get to, that you now have the time to do because you're not commuting, you're not going anywhere, you're home. So I tell you, do those things. You know, here's one that I was talking to somebody about over the weekend, and that is pictures. I was talking to my cousin Patricia, Patty. Yeah. And you know, you have companies now that will take all your pictures that are sitting in boxes and whatnot, and they'll digitize them for you. And then you can, you know, you can give them to your kids. You can make, you know, bigger pictures out of them and hang them in your home and stuff like that. So, to me, there's a project right there. I mean, everybody's got, I mean, if you're anywhere close to my age, well, if you're any age at all, before the digital camera showed up, you have all kinds of family heirlooms sitting in photo albums in your home. I do. And none of us wants to sit by a scanner and scan those things one by one. I've done that a couple times, spent a day doing it, but it's long and tedious. So I would not recommend it. But, you know, there's companies out there that will take a box of, you know, you name it, VHS tapes. They'll take a box of still images. But, I mean, imagine if you could take that and organize it. Well, now's your time. So, anyway, big discussion today over who's got authority to reopen the country. Well, I don't know who's got authority. You know, I would imagine that you could probably make a case for either. The president in time of emergency has the right to, you know, to do whatever under some act of, you know, 1812, blah, 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 blah. Bottom line, though, is, and I said this a few weeks ago when I talked about how different New York City was and that nobody else would have the same curve as they do. And I'm happy to say the world is coming to that conclusion now, weeks later. And it's the subway, man. It's the subway. So anyway, states should be, you know, and again, somebody needs to tell the president again. He got hammered by the Wall Street Journal last week about stop the hours of briefings. Go in there, and if the president wants to be a part of the briefing at the start, say what you have to say. But enough of the back and forth with the media every day. Now, I know that's part of his shtick and all that, but, you know, come on, get stupid. And you've had, you know, a number of conservative, you know, outlets say, come on, enough is enough. So anyway, the question of who should open up when. Well, that should be a decision that governors make. You know, they're elected governor for a reason. And the federal government, you know, it does what the federal government does. It controls federal stuff and it supports the states. And so as we come out of this, to me, it absolutely should be a governor's decision when they decide to bring their state. And I'll tell you what, there's no reason, you know, when there's a story I saw over the weekend that talked about how many hospitals are just empty now. Other than the ER and the area that's taking care of coronavirus patients, you know, everything else in the hospital stopped. So now they're furloughing staff and cutting wages and stuff like that. Like, what? That's how little coronavirus activity that you have in some parts of the nation. And if that's the case, they should go back to work today. What are you waiting for? You waiting for the president to give you the green light? You're waiting for somebody else? You know, and again, I think, you know, I talked about the path yesterday, and I think that path has not been well laid out yet. That okay, these are the things we have to do. You have to social distance. So the only, you can be open, but the only food that you can prepare is food that's for takeout now, right? So every place can open, but you can't sit in there and eat. You got to go back to where you work. You got to go, you know, someplace else to eat. I think every state ought to take a look at those rules, and they will. And then you have to have the stuff in place relative to public health, the different tests that you can run. And I saw a story today that there's going to be a saliva test that, you know, that is under development that, you know, would be available like your home pregnancy test. And, but again, the problems with those things are accuracy. So there'd be, some form of, and again, you don't think companies are doing everything they can to be the first to the market with, you know, your coronavirus test? Yeah. Hello. Some are going to make a little bit of money on that. So anyway, those pieces in place, but I'll tell you what, it's stupid for parts of this country that aren't significantly impacted to shut down the whole economy. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, look at what you see in grocery stores now. You see people social distancing. You see people in masks. Well, so if we can do that in grocery stores, why can't we do it in any store? If there isn't a compelling case relative to density, at some point that's what you're going to have to do. And there's already areas, parts of the country that are already there. So again, I think the nation was done a disservice by the televising of Governor Cuomo's stuff. And, you know, he, at the start of his stuff, he told everybody, you know, this is coming to your community. No, it's not. And it was, I think it was a disservice to the nation's response to this. Now, I don't think he meant it. I think he, you know, spoke the truth as he knew it. But I don't think he knew. And again, I've said this before, Governor Cuomo has, you know, enjoyed. In fact, there was a Wall Street Journal article, yesterday? If the Democrats want to unseat Trump, the ticket should be Biden Cuomo. Now, I'm going to tell you that Governor Cuomo is going to come under a lot of scrutiny for the amount of sickness in the New York City area. Because it's a lot. It's a lot. And you have cities that are, not comparable, but not a whole lot different relative to population density that didn't go through what New York City did. So what was the difference? Was it his reluctance to shut things down? And at some point people are going to start asking hard questions. Here's another question. Grant Newsham's going to join us today, by the way. Does China get held responsible at all for the trillions of dollars of damage that they will do to the world's economy? Or are we just going to pretend like that didn't happen? Are we going to pretend like, yeah, nothing to see here, keep moving? Is that the way it's going to be? Because, I mean, look at what's going on. Look at what's going on around the world. You know, you're seeing, you know, fully functioning nations grind to a halt. And much of it could have been prevented had China been frank. Nations could have protected themselves, and that you would have seen a fraction. You would have seen a fraction of the impact to nations. So at some point, does the world convene to talk to China about, hey, we want you to pay for part of this because you could have prevented it. And we believe, based on what we've seen relative to the jailing of doctors and whatnot, you did this on purpose. Again, it'd be one thing if it was an accident, but it's not an accident. So anyway, we're going to talk to Grant about that. We're also going to talk, I'll tell you what, Grant's in Taiwan, but it's pretty interesting. I think Taiwan has gained the respect of the world by calling out the World Health Organization and standing up for what's true and what's right. So it's been kind of interesting to see Taiwan going back and forth with the World Health Organization. And, you know, to me, does that make the case for, you know, Taiwan's greater acceptance around the world? Like, Taiwan doesn't exist only because China says it doesn't. China has no historical claim to that island. None. But that's not the narrative the Chinese tell. And again, so my hope is that this thing, this COVID-19 thing that was given to us by the Chinese, is an important place in time, and that is a place where the world pivots to treat China like any other nation, where China's economic extortion stops because the world kind of stands together and say, we're not going to tolerate, as a group, we're not going to tolerate this. So that's my hope. Now, will that happen? Not exactly sure. Here's an email. Good morning, Mac. Why didn't you clean the gutters while they were still fastened to the fascia boards? They're enclosed. Yeah. How about that? So normally you get up there on your ladder, right, with the hose and you know, and a pair of gloves, and you scoop out the dirt and the leaves and blah, 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 blah. Well, so you know how you have like an aluminum cover over the top of a patio? This sits at the end of the, you know, at the end of the cover. And the top is closed. Yeah, it's dumber than hell. And there was so much dirt in it that's, you know, it didn't function as a drain because there was so much dirt in it. Literally, it was, I don't know how old the house is, but I don't know that those things have ever been cleaned, judging by the amount of dirt in it, inches of dirt in it. 3 inches probably. 3 to 4 inches at the deepest. So yeah, I couldn't. Other than that, I would have hopped up there and done what most people do, right? There's an article I'm going to get to here in a little bit, but I thought, you know, hey, it's cool to make get a piece of fabric from a blouse. And, you know, your Marpat, you know, face mask. So an article said don't use that fabric because it's treated with chemicals, right? I don't know, but if you have an old set of utilities, come on, man. Those chemicals are gone. It's, yeah, like that shit's still in there. Anyway, as I said, Grant Newsom's going to join us, so we're going to talk about a bunch of that stuff. The other thing we're going to talk about is this whole idea of pivoting to the Pacific, right? You know, the whole China thing. Well, the Army's got a version of what they're going to do, which is a version of what you see the Marine Corps doing. But the Army, since they're the Army and they operate on ground, they will do that from some piece of land. All right, so long-range anti-ship missiles, blah, 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 Army, someplace out in the Pacific. Don't exactly know where, but... and then the Marine Corps is a nautical version of that. Can any of it happen without a special, closer relationship between the United States, Europe, and the nations of the South China Sea? Question mark. Now, I don't see how it happens. If you have to fight in a non-permissive environment out there where you're not welcome, and you have to fight inside the first island chain, I don't see how that happens. So we'll talk to Grant about that too. So good morning to you on this 14th day of April. Yeah, halfway done tomorrow. Halfway almost to May. I don't see why that most of the nation isn't open by May 1st. And maybe not open to everybody. Maybe the people that are most susceptible to coronavirus are going to continue to have to telecommute to work. But I don't see a whole lot of reasons why the people that are able to go to work, you know, cannot do that under the constraints of masks, social distancing, blah 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 blah. So I think beyond that, you are crippling. You know, again, everybody wants more bailouts, right? And the federal government trying to do that. You know, that money's ultimately got to get paid by somebody. And that's us. So, no bueno. Let's go. Let's go. Do what you're supposed to do. If you're susceptible, stay at home. And don't move until we get all of the tests in place. But if you're not in that target, right, social distancing, put a mask on, and go back to work. All right, so with all that said, good morning to you. And the governors should make that decision. Okay, the governor should make that decision. And then the governors in conjunction with the mayors and the county supervisors. You know, hey, we've seen this. Okay, here's my general guidance to you. Within that guidance to you, if you want to implement something that's more stringent than that, I'm fine with that. So anyway, good morning to you. The United States Marine Corps band makes it official. I'll tell you what, if you didn't see it yesterday, go find the little excerpt from the press conference where Dr. Fauci starts talking about something that he said in terms of would earlier intervention have saved lives. And so Dr. Fauci, he's not a media guy, right? Yet, you know, this is the biggest media story of the last how many years? So anyway, he stood up and he started explaining what he tried to say. And he didn't really take the media to task, but he said, there's various interpretations of even that explanation. So then he starts taking questions. And this is what you have to see. He has a reporter that says, were you forced to do this? Right in front of God and everybody. The president's standing there, the vice president, all those people are standing there. And so Fauci just, he gives her the look of muerta, right? The look of death, kind of, like from him. And he looks and he says, don't even go there with me. I don't do any, or it's something like that. He said, I don't do anything unless I want to do it. You're like, whoa. So, and then they went on to actually defend the president. Now, I'll tell you, there's going to come a time for the postmortem and all this. What did they know? When did they do it? And it's going to happen in Miami with the governor down there. It's going to happen to a certain extent, it's already ongoing, but people aren't paying so much attention to it because there's other more important issues. Same thing in New Orleans. Business leaders saying, you can't take this money out of our pocket. And those business leaders are the ones that pay for the reelection. And you're not going to side with, you know, you're going to go against the Florida State Bureau of Tourism and their board's recommendation and shut down the state when all these people are going to come and spend millions of dollars in the state? Right? Come on, shut it down, but don't shut it down till next Tuesday. You know, same thing with Mardi Gras, those business considerations. So, but you should see the clip of Dr. Fauci yesterday. He puts it like an end to it. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me or don't do that to me. And, I was like, oh, shit. So it was moderately amusing. Yeah, and somebody, again, the president, man. God almighty, get out of there. Somebody get the hook and pull him off the stage after about 15 minutes. Okay, because it is just, it gets mindless, stupid with those reporters, right? And then he says stuff that, you know, I mean, he can't help himself. I have absolute authority. Well, not really. We have a constitution. There's rules. Okay, so nobody has absolute authority. Nobody, even including the wide powers of the president during a crisis. But, yeah, I think that, you know, the whole nation loves here, like, what's her name, Dr. Burke, you know, former, you know, had a career in the Army doing research in public health. She and Fauci and, you know, all the other people that you see rolled out there that are working on this, you know, the Surgeon General and all that. I mean, wow. I mean, they're household names. Didn't even know them. I couldn't have told you who the Surgeon General was a month ago. I can now, I think. You know, Dr. Fauci. Who knew who he was? Dr. Burke. Who knew who she was? The vice president. Who knew who he was? Yeah, but anyway, you might want to check that out. This is dedicated, though, to all of them who, it looks like the nation, this first wave of this virus as it's gone through with the nation largely unprotected and unprepared, it looks like the nation is getting to the good side of that, right? And that is in the worst places, right? The not worst places are already better, but that's just the first wave of it, right? So, everybody should know that. So you still have huge amounts of people that haven't been affected by this yet. And so you either have to get a vaccine, which isn't coming for a year, or you got to have tests and you got to have treatments. And so both of those are coming, but they sure as hell can't get here fast enough. So this is dedicated to all those people we see on a daily basis who've been leading the fight against the COVID-19 virus.
We are proud to play the time. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
When the danger is perceptible and the cost of acting are low, the failure to act guarantees that the threat will grow and the ultimate cost will be higher. Every day that goes by makes North Korea a more dangerous country. You don't like their behavior today? What do you think it'll be when they have nuclear weapons that can be delivered to American cities? Do you want to wait till then to act, or do you want to act now?
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, we'll take a look at the weather around Marineland. Currently, weather's improved on the East Coast. Cloudy and 52 in Quantico. It is sunny and 72 at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. Sunny and 60 at 29 Palms. Camp Pendleton, partly sunny and 56. Camp Smith in Hawaii is dark, raining and 67. Okinawa, dark, cloudy and 61. In the Helmand Province of Afghanistan, it is clear evening and 67. And in Ramadi, it is partly sunny and 76 late in the day there. Currently, holy smokes, it is this right? Hold on, I have to check. It says it's 72 degrees here. My phone says it's 60. Oh, that's Camp Lejeune. Oops. Sorry about that. Notice the way I keenly. Yeah, it is partly cloudy and 60. Looking for a high of 75 today. So that'll be a beautiful day. The wind chill sits at 59 right now. All right. Sunny and 74 tomorrow, and then it's going to cool off. It'll be sunny and 67 on Thursday. So finally getting Southern California weather. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, check out the news as All Marine Radio continues. When we get to the top of the hour, we'll talk to Grant Newsham. And how about that? So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I forgot to do shithole weather. That's right. From Massachusetts. Chris Cox has gone agrarian. Tomato and basil are kicking ass. Cucumbers will need a second attempt. Not enough seeds sprouted. One pumpkin seed decided to wake up. Still waiting on these slow germinating pepper seeds. Just this morning, Maui red hot peppers sprouted. Current conditions, mostly sunny, turning cloudy, then rain overnight in Massachusetts. Looking for a high today of 54, winds out of the northwest at 5 to 7. Chris Cox going fishing today. From the First Sergeant in Hickory, North Carolina. Currently 55 and sunny. Looking for a high of 64 today with northeast winds at 7. An overnight low of 43. He's got a Chris Cox for Congress picture. So somebody by the name of Chris Cox is running for Congress. Mac, thanks for using and recognizing my weather report of my town. I apologize for my grid coordinates not working. So I took a screenshot in the hopes of helping you identify my location. EMA, which I did not know what that term stood for, is indeed Emergency Management Agency. I am also a ham radio operator with the call sign Kilo Bravo 1 Victor X-Ray Foxtrot, which is a general class license in case you don't know. For now, here's the picture. Okay, so Rhode Island's 54 miles to the west. Cape Cod is 50 miles to the east, right? Out on that peninsula. Boston is 50 miles to the north. So 50-50-50. You got Rhode Island to the west. You've got Cape Cod to the east. And to the north, you have Boston. What's the name of the city? Oh, the Acushnet. That's the name of the city. Looking for a high of 51 degrees today with a 50% chance of morning showers. Winds will be out of the west of 5 to 15. That's from Jeffrey. Nice. From Bev up in Saskatchewan. Good morning from Churchbridge, Mac. Mostly sunny with 9 miles an hour winds out of the northwest in east central Saskatchewan today. Daily temperatures continue to be 20 degrees below normal, currently 16. And the feels like sits at 7. Our afternoon high is going to be 28 and feel like 17. A local personal trainer converted our former community hall into a quality gym. When he accepted a job in Dallas, Texas, the town wisely purchased the building and the contents. So, yeah. Churchbridge has a fitness center. Well, congratulations to everybody up there. This is from Danny. National Weather Service confirms an EF1 tornado near Jacksonville, North Carolina. What's EF1? I don't know. and there's trees down on top of a mobile home of all things. Come on. Jacksonville people don't like to be identified with mobile homes. And then here's some pictures. Whoa. Looks like outbuildings at a farm, and here's a bunch of hogs. So those have been blown down. Here's another one. Somebody else's outbuilding blown into somebody else's fenced in yard or something. So there's another one. So that is a look at your weather here on a Tuesday morning. Cox not on vacation. Oh, he's fishing. Same as not working. Yeah, he's transitioning. All right. He's transitioning. So, yeah. So, yeah, he's got a little bit extra time on his hands. Let's talk about the news. Yeah. Let's see. Stars and Stripes. Top of the fold headline, North Korea fires missiles on the eve of late founder's birthday. Now, does that guy need a... Well, first of all, you'll be relieved to know there's no cases of coronavirus in North Korea. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, exactly. North Korean fighter jets fired missiles into the sea off the country's eastern coast while units launched a salvo of cruise missiles from the ground on Tuesday, the day before the late founder's birthday. Yeah, that dude. All right, father of. Here's the story. Avoid insecticide-treated uniform fabric for do-it-yourself coronavirus masks, Marine Corps and the Air Force say. The Marines and Air Force have warned do-it-yourself mask makers to avoid using military uniforms treated with insect repellent or fire retardant due to possible health risks. So, hey, you've been warned. All right, you've been warned. U.S.-backed forces capture ISIS fighters in Syria and Iraq. U.S.-backed forces in Syria arrested members of four Islamic State cells in recent raids, while an Iraqi operation on Monday destroyed an ISIS hideout and killed nearly two dozen militants. Yeah, that's arrested, not so much. Killed two dozen, yes. Right, you don't expect to, you know, read arrested. In two operations supported by coalition aircraft over 72 hours, Syrian Democratic Forces apprehended four elements of an active cell in the Dar al-Zur province, a hotbed of ISIS activity in the country's northeast, the Kurdish-led group said via Twitter. So congratulations to them. You know what? That's the kind of stuff you need to do because, you know, this whole, you know, how many years have we been, right? We've been reading, right? We whacked another head with a Hellfire missile of something and they just regenerate it and they keep on going. Energizer Bunny stuff, right? Next headline. USS Harry Truman will remain at sea in a bid to keep sailors safe from coronavirus. You know, I said this a month ago when the Marine Corps brought people out of the desert, stopped them training. There is no safer place than being in the Arizona or California desert relative to this stuff. So, anyway, somebody got a brain out there. From USNI News, Navy widens a policy that allows retired officers to serve on active duty. I would believe mostly medical. The Navy is expanding a limited policy allowing retiring officers to continue serving after their retirement dates as the services balance providing stable force leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Navy previously loosened some retirement restrictions by allowing sailors and officers due to retire or separate from the service to delay their separation dates. Well, that's just delaying. The latest policy release last Thursday in a NAV admin further loosens Navy requirement restrictions by allowing officers with statutory retirement dates between now and 1 December 2020 to request permission to be retained on active duty status in a retired state. Due to the uncertainty regarding the duration of COVID-19, and the need to maintain operational sailor and family readiness, this NAV admin will help provide additional stability to both the Navy and our families. That's the guy who's the head of Navy personnel. So that makes sense, I think. The Navy and Pentagon are struggling with a lack of reliable COVID-19 testing. Well, everybody is, right? As we kind of try to turn to after this. And again, you know, the whole public health element, and that's why I love having Don Shields on when he comes on. The whole public health element is, you know, what everybody wants is, well, oh no, I want a test for me that hasn't been invented yet. And when it does get invented, you know how long it's going to take for us to get 328 million versions of that? It's going to take more than, you know, 15 minutes. People are stunned when they go to Amazon now and it says, we'll deliver it in May. They're like, what? How can that be? Yeah. Can't go down and get it at the store anymore, can you? Because the store went out of business. A lack of test kits and military testing technology, right? Military public health, not so much, right? You put those together and you get a glut of false negatives. So how do you manage the pandemic inside the DOD when you don't have the test available and you don't have the machines to do the test? Yeah, so that's kind of the situation, the public health situation that DOD finds itself in. So, yeah, so stand by. What does that mean? Somebody got to pay some more money. Naval Academy Commissioning Week has been canceled. Yeah, that picture that you normally see of all those covers going, you know, getting thrown up in the air, not going to happen this year. Yeah, COVID-19, you're welcome. Almost 600 sailors on the carrier Roosevelt had tested positive for COVID-19. So they're in Guam still, so there's your update on that. The next story. U.S. installs new missile defense system in Iraq following Iranian strikes. Now, this has been kind of rumored for a while. New air defense systems are now protecting American and allied forces at military bases in Iraq where troops have been attacked by Iranian-backed insurgents in recent months, according to U.S. officials. Patriot missile launchers and two other short-range systems are now in place at Al-Asad Air Base where Iran carried out a massive ballistic missile attack against U.S. and coalition troops in January. Missing on purpose, I might add, because those things are too accurate. Anyway, or maybe we made them all miss because we have some kind of new thing that we're not talking about. Yeah, maybe we went Harry Potter on their ass and they did shoot them enough. But we were able to, like, yeah, telekinetically intercept them in the air, and then we flew them to different spots and they exploded. How about that? That's some shit, huh? A short-range rocket system was set up at Taji, also the subject of American fatalities and Iranian militia. Why do we say Iranian militia? Iranian attacks. So that's a good thing. The systems are now operational. A top U.S. official warned that threats from Iranian proxy group do continue. So anyway, we got some systems there. But again, that never stops them, right? That never stops them. this is from Marine Corps Times. From my boy J.D. Simpkin. The high and tight will continue until morale improves. Coronavirus or not. So picture of Marines in barbershop. The Marines all have masks on. The barbers have masks on. See, it's just everybody got to adjust. The havoc unleashed by the indiscriminate COVID-19 pandemic has not only ravaged the respiratory systems of the American public and U.S. military alike, but jeopardized a well-oiled machine hell-bent on maintaining readiness and tradition as well. Defense Department travel has been suspended, mass formations canceled, or amended to meet social distancing requirements, work-from-home policies encouraged when possible, and grooming standards relaxed to, in the very least, keep service members away from the cramped confines of the barbershop. That is, unless it comes to the hard-charging consortium of Marine Corps installations like Camp Pendleton in California, where it was announced Friday that barbers would remain open in order to preserve the high and tight heritage that forms the very foundation of nearly 245 years of Esprit de Corps. Now, Simpkin is being funny, okay? Because we all know, all you got to do is look at a picture of Marines during World War II with their bouffant hairstyles. They didn't cut their hair short. When did this whole cut your hair short thing happen, and how? Now, I'll tell you, the biggest threat, it's actually not a threat, it's actually a gift. But when, you know, you can't go to the barber, the unit's, you know, amateur barbers take over. You see some hellacious haircuts. And in particular, when you don't have really a qualified barber and you have to cut each other's hair. Then they screw it up and it goes higher and higher as they try to get it right. And then pretty soon it's fuck it, shave it. And that's when you see that. Now, there used to be a day in the Marine Corps when, you know, you didn't do that. Having your head shaved, that was like you didn't do. But that's not the case anymore. You can do that. So anyway, barbershops. Napa Man got booted out of a barbershop. He didn't actually get booted out. He went to the barbershop, and there's a sign up that says, hey, only active duty, you know, personnel allowed in here. So kind of made him feel bad. I mean, you know, he didn't retire that long ago, and yeah, had to do the perp walk back to his car. The walk of shame. Yeah, got booted out of the barbershop. Right? I mean, come on, haircuts. So now you got F-18 man. He's cutting his kid's hair. So, but you know, now you can do some weird stuff with hair. You can like for instance, you could go number one all the way up to the crown of the head, and then go to like six. And everybody go, oh, cool, man. New hairstyle. Back in the day, you couldn't do that. It had to look relatively normal, which is not easy. And it's a whole blending between, you know, different phases of your hair. And if you don't know how to blend, which is the art part of it, then it looks like shit. Which is the beautiful part when you have units that don't have good barbers, because they look like shit. They look like shit. You see somebody walking out, you're like, what happened to you? Oh, man, our barber sucks. Hey, go get so-and-so, man. He'll unscrew your head, man. We got a couple of good guys. And, you know, the good guys, they'll cut hair literally all day. And we have kits. Yeah, they have like the green robe thing you put on. Yeah. Comes in a green box. Yeah, has the clippers in there. Yeah. Come on, man. Got to cut your hair. All right, top five stories in early bird. Number one, Pentagon will not increase coronavirus testing despite evidence of personnel. Here's the story I want to get to. U.S. Taliban discuss easing violence in Afghanistan amid historic peace deal. Now, let me tell you what's going on with the historic peace deal. That's why we've turned from cautiously pessimistic to straight up pessimistic relative to Afghanistan. The Napa Man, my hair looks like one of Travolta's buddies in Saturday Night Fever. Atrocious. And Napa Man, he's got porcupine hair. I've got kind of porcupine hair, whatever's left of it. Napa Man is a younger version of my porcupine. And, you know, it's somebody who has to grow their hair out like 4 inches for it to even lay down. Otherwise, it's growing straight up. Yeah, looks like the kid who stuck his finger in the light socket. That shit. That's how my hair is. Straight up. Unless you want to slam it down. You know, with like whatever amount of gel that's required. And it's got to be the like super enduro Bondo strength gel. Yeah, so that's going on. But anyway, the U.S. and Taliban discussed easing violence in Afghanistan. Now, what's happened in all of this is there was, you know, Afghanistan quite rightly balked at giving up prisoners at the start of this thing. And so then, you know, they and the Taliban went toe-to-toe. Mike Pompeo showed up and told the he told the federal government, you better get your shit together. We'll completely pull out of this. And we're going to withhold $1 billion of aid. So, you know, I think Pompeo, he was just like walking like an Egyptian, right? Right in Rome, do like the Romans, right? So he was acting like them, threatening and bloviating and whatnot. Anyway, ultimately, both sides gave up some prisoners. Not many, but they gave some up. That's considered progress. So, the head of U.S. forces in Afghanistan met with Taliban leaders to discuss how to ease the ongoing fighting that threatens the peace deal signed in February. U.S. military spokesman called on the Taliban to stop attacking Afghan security forces and vowed American troops would continue to come to their aid in accordance with the agreement. Taliban leaders called for an end to what they say is an increase in American attacks, which the U.S. military has denied. General Scott Miller, the U.S. commander, and the Taliban leaders met last Friday in Doha, Qatar. General Miller met with Taliban leadership last night as part of a military channel established with the agreement. The meeting was about the need to reduce the violence, he said. So anyway, this peace deal is not, it's not promising, right? It's not very promising. The all right, that is look at your news. The Pentagon may relocate one of the two naval hospital ships. Uh-oh, where's it going? Probably the one in Los Angeles is empty. So all they're doing is running bills up. The Defense Department is considering whether to relocate at least one of the two Navy ships that is currently supporting the COVID-19 pandemic as it works with Federal Emergency Management and Department of Health and Human Services to determine the next potential hotspot. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs Thomas McCaffrey said Friday that a decision has not been made on whether the hospital ship Comfort, currently in New York, or the Mercy will move, but their locations are under review. Quote, I don't want to get out in front and say that we have a decision for what's next for the Comfort and the Mercy. That is all going to be reviewed and considered as part of the all-of-nation effort. Where the next hotspots are, what are their priorities, and what are the priorities of our military medical capabilities? So, anyway, under review. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Grant Newsham's going to join us. We'll talk about, will China pay a price? We'll talk about Taiwan and the World Health Organization. We'll talk about North Korea firing more shit into the water. And is that anything or just Tim being foolish? So don't touch that dial. Grant's always interesting. More of All Marine Radio coming up on Tuesday right here on your home for All Marine Radio, the All Warrior Radio Network.